projects. On Thursday evening, the European Union launches a new Eastern Partnership plan with six former Soviet states at a summit in the Czech capital, Prague. The initiative, which is said to irritate Moscow, is aimed at fostering closer ties with the likes of Ukraine and Moldova. But what can the Czech-backed plan actually achieve in practical terms? Ian Willoughby reports.
The Eastern Partnership is being signed on Thursday by representatives of the EU and Belarus, Ukraine, Georgia, Moldova, Armenia and Azerbaijan. Ivo Schlossarczyk from the think tank Europium outlines the basic idea behind the initiative.
There is a bunch of countries between European Union and Russia. And if European Union wants to keep some influence in those countries, not only economic influence, but for instance influence on the human rights standards and democratic trends in those countries, we must talk to them, and we must talk to them in rather structured and not chaotic way. And we, of course, have to offer something to them.
What is being offered may fall some way short of what the former Soviet states were hoping for. The prospect of visa-free travel has been put on the back burner. And Ukraine, for instance, has insisted that signing up to the partnership is no substitute for its ultimate aim of joining the EU. But Petr Kratochvíl from Prague's Institute of International Relations says it should still be useful in several areas, including energy policy.
If you plan a pipeline, then you definitely need cooperation among a number of partner and member countries. The same applies to labor migration, visa issues, and a number of other areas. So it basically, frozen conflicts, for instance, so it basically tries to create a forum for discussion, for consultations, not only between the EU and the partners, but among the partner countries.
The leaders of several big West European states like France and the UK aren't coming to Prague for Thursday's launch. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, however, was due to attend. Ivo Schlossarczyk.
Germany has very special relations with Russia, but also understand this interest in the good neighborhood, because Germany has this experience of using enlargement to Central Europe, accession of Poland, Czechia, Slovakia, as a tool of stabilization of its neighborhood. Germany, in my opinion, very clearly understands why the new member states are interested in Eastern Partnership and why it should be the EU priority.
Whether the Eastern Partnership actually does help bring about regional political and economic stability probably won't become clear for a few years yet.
Ian Willoughby with that report. Now, what do you think? Is the Eastern Partnership a practical way of forging new links with the EU's eastern neighbours, or just hot air? Write to us with your views at english@radio.com.